are listening to Hey Julie at julieland.com. Unfortunately, I am not Julie Ashton. My name's Maria Menendez. I'm sitting in for her. You can find me on Playboy Radio on Monday nights. We're going to take some time now to talk to a lovely young lady named Monica Mendez. Very similar last names with the two of us. She is a nude model. This is what my notes here say. Nude model, stripper, and April J girl for julieland.com. And
stripper? I'm like, what?
So you're not a stripper?
Yeah.
You are a stripper?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Every girl's a stripper. Okay, go on.
Is that how you got in the industry? Getting a...
Yeah, I was actually discovered in a... At the body shop.
At the body shop?
The famous body shop. Yep.
And who were you discovered by?
By a girl that was feature dancing. I can't even remember her name. And she took me to Suze Randall.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, I'd already actually modeled for Playboy, their newsstands.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just threw me into the deep end, the dark pit of adult. So, but it was good. So Suze Randall was the first photographer that ever photographed me.
Mm-hmm. How old were you?
I was 20.
Okay. It's not that 20 bad.
20 and 21. Yeah.
And you're now a photographer, too.
Yes.
How long have you been a photographer?
Well, you know, kind of just learning for the past couple years. And just now I'm starting to, like, build a book or portfolio mm-hmm. and create a website. So, you know, I think all in all I've been maybe 7 years into it. And I went to school for a year.
Mm-hmm. For photography?
Yeah. Photography and film 101, mm-hmm. which is basically watching movies.
Yeah, I kind of want to go to film school for that reason.
And then I started working with Andrew Blake.
Yes.
So I dropped out of school. Yeah, drop out. And worked with him and learned more. So.
What do you do for Andrew Blake?
I was shooting his behind the scenes. Beforehand, I was one of his models in a couple of movies. And then I disappeared. He disappeared. And then he somehow saw some of my stuff.
Uh-huh.
And that called me in for an interview and then hired me as assistant, his personal assistant. And I shot his stills on set and, you know.
Just evolved.
Him. Just evolved. Did his Photoshop. He taught me some editing and learned from the master. It was great.
Yeah. Andrew Blake, for those of you that don't know, is probably, I guess, maybe one of the most best-known pornographers.
Film, yeah, maker, yeah, just amazing.
He's one of the most best-known because of the fact that his work is so high-end, so glamorous, so, like, you're, like, you kind of forget that people are jerking off to it when you're watching it. I can't jerk out off to it, I'll be honest, because it's just...
Feel guilty?
I love watching it, but it's, like, I couldn't spank it to it because it's just beautiful girls in slow motion with long legs, you know?
Well, he used to say it's, like, fashion models getting naked. And mm-hmm. that's what his quote was. He loves. And, he just believes that you can turn somebody on and do a beautiful adult film, but mm-hmm. yet still be tasteful and sexy. And so everybody can enjoy it, which is, he has done.
Which is why he's so well known. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, I know Studio A because they're the company that, as an adult film critic, that doesn't send me screeners.
Ah.
Like those bastards over at Studio A talking all the Andrew Blake.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I've never seen your movies before. You are gorgeous. Your tits are unreal.
Thank you.
What size are they?
I am a 34 double D.
Natural?
Yes. Yeah. He only uses natural girls, too.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not into the enhanced.
No, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say da-da-da, because there's girls that, you know...
are beautiful, and they've chosen enhancements, and
they
looks great.
They have had nothing, and it maybe works for them, but I really think a woman with mm-hmm. small, natural breasts, and who shows it off and flaunts it, mm-hmm. is proud of it, is so friggin' sexy.
Yes.
Can I say the F word here?
You can say whatever you want.
So fucking sexy.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. You can get as dirty as you want, or as clean as you want.
Okay.
Depends. So... why? How? Like, what made you make the decision to, like, take your clothes off for a living?
Well, I started out, let's see, we go back. Do you have a cigarette?
No. I wish we could smoke in here.
That'd be awesome. Anyways, I started out because I was initially, like, into acting, of mm-hmm. course, and then I went to a couple auditions and discovered it was not for me, and the whole scene, the Hollywood scene, I just... not at all, not for me. So then I started stripping. Mm-hmm. I just have always felt like it's okay if you have a strong head and you know what you're going to do with your life, and it's something you realize when you get into it, you can't use your body forever, so you have to also use your mind and find something else. It's fun, it's healthy, it's clean, and it's good money. So I danced, and then the nude, I've always been open about it, I guess. It's just something I've always been enamored by, is these beautiful women in Playboy from the beginning, and, you know, Penthouse was so amazing in the 70s, and Hustler, and...
You like girls.
I love girls. Well, I'm, like, a real visual person, and, you know, I love men, too, you know, but just the human body is beautiful, if it's done in the right way.
And that's probably why you picked up a camera.
Yeah. I love shooting men, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I shoot men if I can find them to get naked. Which is hard.
No, I share similar passions. I want to do kind of the same thing. I love seeing... That's one reason why I love this industry. I love naked people.
Right, and coming from a woman's point of view as opposed to like a homosexual guy, which a lot of male photographers are, and it's fine. They do it beautifully, but...
Gorgeous stuff.
Women have their own idea of what they find sexy in a man, which is usually more like just a guy getting up, putting jeans on. Because really, women... I mean, the penis is nice... But it's not as pretty as a pussy. You know what I mean?
I love the cock. I think, like, cock is beautiful.
The men's chest and shoulders and the hair in his face, and like that's
hands.
Yes, hands.
Highly underrated part of a man.
But women are soft and be perfect and curvy, and you know.
There's just something about women.
Yes. Who's your favorite?
My favorite?
Adult female star.
Adult female star. Ah, man. I don't know. I like Belladonna.
Ah, Belladonna. Always. She's so beautiful. Yeah.
I've always loved Belladonna. I ran into her at dinner the other night. We actually got seated next to her, and she was there with her child, and she was just so present, you know? And
with
so,
her
like,
shaved head, which was amazing.
Women with shaved head. I had a shaved head. For me, there's just nothing like a woman with a shaved head. Like, it's just, it's so empowering. Anybody with
a
shaved head.
You have to have a lot of confidence, and like, you know, says a lot about a woman, I think, that can do that.
I think it says a lot about a man. I love seeing men with shaved heads. Like, I think there's something about bald scalps.
Ah. Not the comb over bald, we're talking.
Yeah, like shaved.
I know. All right.
All right. Moving on. You seem like you've seen a lot of the good of the industry. Have you seen any of the bad? Like stuff that you don't like that you think could be improved on.
Oh, there's so much. Honestly, as far as like the girls going, I think that some girls should have more of like goal oriented aside from, you know, getting naked. And I think the way people look upon the industry, like down upon it, you know, I think that's wrong, and it should be more accepted. And I think
I
in
agree.
Society, and then it is, and you know, sex is part of life, and it always will be, and sex will always sell before anything else. You know, it's just part of life. That's how it is. You know, I mean, if it's done healthy and right, I think that condoms should be used in movies. It's like my main thing, and when I start doing my own movies, eventually, one day, hopefully, I will. You know, condoms are a must, because I feel like a hypocrite because I sit here and say sex is beautiful and great if it's healthy and safe. Mm-hmm. So then you go and you do a movie and you see these, you know, double penetration scenes with no condoms, and it's not safe in this day and age. And I think guys don't give a shit. I mean, I've asked my guy roommates, I'm like, we don't care, you know?
That's actually a big question, is that I got in a debate with someone the other day, play devil's advocate, you know, do you think mandatory condom usage would affect sales?
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Why not?
Because for example, when a girl's using a pink-purple dildo in her pussy, is that a problem? No. Guys just want to see a good fuck scene. If I think it's an excuse for these directors who really can't direct to use that for an excuse. It's not the case. A beautiful scene is a beautiful scene. Mm-hmm. Whether the guy's got a clear condom on, I mean, it's just, you know, I think it's bullshit.
I'm guessing, I kind of get the feeling that you're a porn fan yourself.
Porn fan.
Did you watch a lot of videos before you got in the industry?
No. Magazines, yes, but porn, no, because a lot of it's just not my cup of tea. You know, I mean, there's some that's beautiful and great, but
you've had a very soft career.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, it's hard, but it's still soft.
Right. Yeah, it's, you know, but there's just so little. There's such little porn that really turns me on, and you know.
What is the stuff that turns you on?
I do like boy girl stuff. You know, I love what turns me on. I like seeing a more of a dominant male with a female. That's really sexy in a nice manner, though. I mean, you know, don't want some guy that's like misogynist that like attacks a woman and it's clear that he hates women and he's really hurting her on film. But you know, I'm very submissive when it comes to boy girl stuff. Uh-huh. So I like, you know, that the guy kind of like tying her down, hitting her with a board, you know, shaving, you know, no,
hitting her with a board?
You know, you ever been hit by a 2x4 across the ass? No? All right.
Should I try it?
Yeah.
Really?
No. But I like spanking, you know, yes. That kind of stuff is sexy.
What kind of male, is there like male talent in particular like you like to watch or? I mean, do you actually, what do you masturbate to? Do you masturbate?
Of course, but I don't really have to put a porno on to masturbate. So, you know, imagination, which I think girls really are more like that. So, I mean.
Not me. No. I pull out the power tools and like.
I like early porn, like the early 70s and stuff too.
Visually, yes.
To me, that stuff is really.
Like the old Henry Paris stuff.
Like get off very easy on that stuff. You know?
Really?
The old Bush on the girls and like the, you know.
I like seeing Bush.
Yeah, me too.
I definitely like seeing Bush. So was it weird starting out as a nude model for someone and then being their personal assistant? Sounds a little awkward.
No, it wasn't, because I think that with Andrew Blake, he really did hire me for creativity. I mean, he loves, you know, women, and he'll make the comments about my tits in front of people, you know.
Yeah.
That's how he is. But he, he taught me a lot, and, you know, he still does. So it was really fun. It was easy. It was intimidating at first, I have to admit, because, you know, but then after, it's like, yeah, he's a big kid. So.
Wow. Okay. So photography. Working for Andrew Blake, what's that like?
There's always something new. There's always hot girls coming in for castings, and you know, it's very mellow. Sometimes there's really not much to do, and then sometimes there's too much to do. It's just you learn so much on his sets. It's unbelievable to be around.
You're working with a legend. I just want to remind everybody that you're listening to Hey Julie at julieland.com. I'm talking to Monica Mendez, nude model, photographer, it girl. Can I say that?
Whoa, my chair.
You just chair fell. All right.
I'm okay.
You can still do an interview.
Yeah.
Okay. My name's Maria Menendez. Do you prefer being in front or behind the camera?
Behind. Definitely.
Really, for sure?
Definitely. It depends who's, you know, shooting. Photographing you and shooting the photos, but photographing you. I can't even talk. What time is it? Anyway, so I prefer behind now. I think at one point I may have, you know, sat in front, but now it's definitely behind. So, yeah. I love working for JulieLand.com.
How is it working with Richard Avery, the photographer for JulieLand?
Amazing. It's a lot of fun. He's great. I'm actually one of the very few photographers that make me feel sexy in front of a camera. He knows how to capture a girl. It's just awesome. Finally.
Yeah. So do you operate a website or anything?
I'm starting a website. It's not out yet. I'm just working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And which is a lot of work, you know, kind of like
anything in life.
Yeah, everything. And then you know, it's going to be pillbox.com when it's out. So
Pillbox. PILL. That's a great name. What's the
3 X's?
Pill BOXXX. What's the inspiration behind that name? Why did you choose that?
A friend of mine who I'm working with, I've known him for like 12 years, my best friend, and years ago we used to always say we'd do something like this, you know, and I don't know. There's a lot of little
inside joke.
Yeah, so it's just, you have to figure it out. You know, there'll be a little bio on it on the website, Pillbox, over many nights of sitting up just thinking of ideas over pills and pot and hookers and not joking. Nothing. I just love the name. It's... You know,
you like the name?
Personal to me, and it's, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
It's okay. You're allowed to have inside jokes here.
All right.
Gosh, what else do I want to talk to you about? Oh, I know what I want to ask you about. Do you have, are you married? Do you have kids? Do you have a boyfriend?
Oh, God, no. No marriage, no kids, no boyfriend, just
Destio?
Many lovers.
No, I'm joking.
Ooh.
No, I just...
I love a woman with many lovers.
I work so much, and I'm just trying to work on other things in my life right now to where it's not really...
How old are you?
I'm 31 years old.
Are you serious?
Yes. I'll be 32 in January.
Okay, I was guessing 24.
You're just being nice.
No, I was really just guessing 24.
No, I've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah, and I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
Oh, you've been around.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been around.
How many years is
that? Not Blue Iris over here. No, I've been in it for probably 11 years.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, maybe a little more.
Does your family know what you do?
No. I will, you know, my mother has an idea. She's very close to me. She's my best friend. And, you know, she has seen my photography.
Uh-huh.
She likes it. You know, I think the older generation, they just don't get it. You know, the pornography to them is like, you'll burn in hell. Even, you know, my mom is still semi, like, conservative. And, but as long as I'm healthy and, you know, happy, which I am, so.
Do you have siblings?
Yes, I have one younger brother. Yes.
You give him a lot of free stuff?
Do I? No, but I always get, hook me up with a girl. Find me a girlfriend. Yeah. Find me a boyfriend. I'll find you a girlfriend. No, but, you know. So.
How do you think that working in pornography has affected your life in a negative way?
Well, relationships, I think, is like the number one thing. It's very hard to find, you know, guys that understand and get it, and they just don't.
You keep on saying, referring to it as this getting it. What do you mean when you say
that? Like understanding the industry, you know, and like, for example, I always get the guy who will go and, like, Google my name.
Uh-huh.
And it'll bring him to, like, Gangbang 45 because your name is just all over the place. And you know how it works with, like, little...
Yeah.
And then they're freaking out with me. Or I've had, like, the LA Weekly where they found my picture in the escort area because some photographer sold my picture to that.
Yes.
So you sign releases when you're younger and you just, you know. So some guys are just not bright enough to understand that. And then they think that that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that doesn't work out. But there are guys that are, it takes a really secure, confident guy to understand that. And I understand some guys where their girlfriends are doing anal every other day, and that's got to be hard, I think, for, but not me.
Did you ever even do girls?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay.
I do. Wait a minute. I just did one on the way here. Right? Is that supposed to say?
You know, that's amazing.
Yes.
That's great. So, I don't know. Do you have anything to plug other than pillbox.com? Do you have any, like,
you keep
movies?
Keep looking over there. Are you, like, looking for hand signals? Like,
yes.
Sucks. Get her out of there.
I am looking for hand signals. This entire interview, Richard Avery has been putting signs up against the window being, like, slut. I love Monica.
Get her out of there.
Get her out of there. He's been showing me his
Cut
belly.
To commercial.
He's like, move. I think, do you have any, if someone out there who hasn't seen your work before wants to go out and check you out after listening to this, what would you recommend? Other, of course, than, of course, you work on julieland.com.
Okay. Well, I would honestly say that Julie Land is probably some of my, for photography and the little films, is some of my favorite stuff of me out there.
Okay.
And then, of course, the Andrew Blake stuff is like the Girlfriends and Secret Paris.
Oh, you were in Girlfriends.
Girlfriends.
I know that movie.
Aria.
You lucky bitch.
Exactly. She's hot.
Like, you live an amazing life,
Adriana Sage, who's probably one of my favorites.
She was one of the first porno chicks that I met. I met her at a signing, and I was just like...
Great ass.
I want to get down on my knees and lick her feet. Like,
she's
unreal.
She's so beautiful.
Lick her ass, too.
Different looking. She's so different looking.
So freaking gorgeous. All right. Unfortunately, that's it.
Okay.
Monica Mendez, I want to thank you so much.
Thank you.
I just want to thank you all for listening to Hey Julie at julieland.com. My name's Maria Menendez. What more can you ask for?
Thank you.
Bye.